This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Chicago's urban farms provide fresh produce to local communities and create green spaces across the city, but recently they've started to feel the impacts of climate change. WBEZ's Indy Kara spoke to local growers to hear their thoughts on a changing planet.
The South Chicago farm is a world of green. Sunflowers tower over neat rows of herbs and sprawling plants. A group of vigilant goats survey the scene. Malcolm Evans moves through the farm with expert confidence, commenting on plants as we walk.
Tomatoes look gorgeous. They already huge. And these is a special type of, like, you know, purple type of plum type of tomato. Like, this is a Brandywine type of tomato.
The 7-acre farm on Chicago's south side is one of several owned by the nonprofit Urban Growers Collective. Evans is their director of farming, and under his hand, this farm seems to be thriving. But as we near a patch of peppers, Evans describes a threat to his work. Extreme weather, like rain and heat.
If we get like a big heat wave, which we got before, it impact your crop. So that means you got to overwater, you got to make sure things stay in water, and you got to make sure things not drying out, because your food won't produce if you don't got enough water. And if we get too much water, things going to stop to grow.
He thinks this weather has become more common throughout his life.
The last few years, like, everything just been real inconsistent. Like, the rain, the snow, like, in December, last couple of years, it was like 50 degrees. That's not normal.
The amount of change I've seen in 20 years of farming consistently in the same city and in different environments is radical.
That was Erica Allen, the collective's co-founder and CEO of Strategic Development and Programs. Climate change is expected to intensify weather extremes across the Midwest. These fluctuations are reflected in some recent weather data. According to National Weather Service records, in the spring of 2019, Chicago received 16.36 inches of precipitation. That's the second highest on record. But in the spring of 2021, just 2 years later, the city saw 3.75 inches, the third lowest ever recorded. And in terms of the heat waves Evans mentioned, they can be magnified by the urban heat island effect. That's when city features like pavement retain heat and increase temperatures. That urban heat means Chicago's farms can sometimes end up a bit warmer than farms elsewhere in Illinois. Zach Grant is a local food systems and small farms educator with University of Illinois Extension. He says because of this temperature difference, urban farms provide a chance for rural farms to peer into their climate future.
Being able to study some of these cropping systems in urban areas kind of can provide this window to what, you know, the next 30, 40 years are going to look like in rural farming areas.
He sees it as a kind of untapped research potential in urban agriculture. Extreme weather doesn't just impact crops. Growers say they've had to rearrange work schedules to keep themselves safe from the health impacts of extreme heat. They tell me warmer temperatures have extended growing seasons, keeping soil workable into November. And while this extension does allow farmers to grow for longer, it can also create a warm environment for soil-borne pests that would normally be killed off by freezes. But farmers across Chicago are coming up with strategies to manage these climate challenges. Many use hoop houses, enclosed growing spaces made by draping plastic over arcing metal supports. Houses allow farmers to grow in a relatively controlled environment, protected from extremes, which means they can provide produce to communities year-round. And the collective's Erica Allen says it's for these communities that Chicago's farmers are trying to be prepared for whatever climate change brings next.
People are food insecure, and not just a little food insecure, really food insecure. And people need nutritionally dense food to have healthy immune systems. Why can't we address all those things and be climate prepared? Because it's just being resilient.
Indy Kara, WBEZ News.